Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Be Careful How You Build, Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15. If someone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as through fire. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. When Tosin had a dream revealing that she had been building with hay in her ministry work, she was deeply troubled. Recently reading about the Lord judging our works, with those proven by fire getting burnt, receiving no reward, she feared her efforts might be in vain. While assured of her salvation, she didn't want her contributions to the kingdom to be fruitless. Seeking the Lord's guidance, she quickly recognized that her ministry wasn't aligned with His pleasure. Her focus had shifted towards healing and gaining personal acclaim, rather than saving souls and making true converts. Her members knew and feared her more than they knew and feared the Lord, and she realized the desire for financial gain had become her primary motivation in ministry. Choosing to take a retreat, Tosin sought the Lord's guidance to rectify the misdirection in her ministry. Like Tosin, many receive warnings from the Lord about their misguided efforts, but some dismiss these warnings and disregard the messages. The Lord, in His goodness, provides warnings and corrections to steer His servants back on the right path. As you navigate today, bear in mind that one of the most significant hindrances to acceptable service in God's kingdom is the infiltration of the love of money. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept Jesus today as your Lord and Savior, take out some time and ask the Lord to forgive your sins and hand over your life to Him. He is Lord. There is no one that can rule and control your life like Him. And if you accept Him truly as your Lord and Savior, you will find that God will receive you as His child, and you begin to enjoy that fellowship and relationship with God. If you have taken time to pray and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, I want to encourage you to visit our website. Click on the menu there that says Are You Saved? That menu will lead you to a web page where you will find resources that will help you grow. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Psalm 120 to 121. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio for today's Bible reading plan comes up next. Psalm 120 to Psalm 121.
Psalm 120, a song of ascents.
I call on the Lord in my distress, and He answers me. Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will He do to you, and what more besides, you deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom bush. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshach, that I live among the tents of Kedah. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
Psalm 121, a song of ascents.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.